Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And this is day four of my fan favorite recipes. And once again, working with pumpkin. Why not? I figure, you know what? I can not only please the fans, but also really stay true to what Agnet West is and the California Fresh Kitchen is. And we want to utilize fresh seasonal ingredients all year round. This is pumpkin pie ice cream. The very first thing I'm going to need to do is take 3 eggs and 3 cups of sugar. And I know it sounds like a lot, but you know what? We need to have this because what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and cream the eggs and sugar together. You could do this in a stand mixer. And pretty much what we want to do is mix those eggs and sugar fully together, because what's going to happen are 2 things. The first one is it's going to get nice and frothy. We need that for a really good consistency base for this ice cream. And 2, it's very important for us to be able to make sure that those sugar and eggs come together. So the very first reason is I want to make sure that we fully cook the eggs. The eggs have to be fully cooked. We don't ever want to use raw eggs. It's a bad practice to get into consuming raw eggs. And I know some guys are like, oh, you're a chef, you shouldn't be saying that. But honestly, we got to take precautions when it's necessary. When we can take a proper precaution, and it's also going to make our food that much better, I absolutely say 110%, why not? So what I want to go ahead and do is we're going to go ahead and mix those two, the eggs and the sugar together. I'm going to add in 1 vanilla bean, and we're going to take our vanilla beans. We're going to split them right down the middle carefully with a knife. At the tip of our knife, we're going to pull all those little beautiful vanilla seeds out, and we're going to put them into this mixture while this is all working together. I'm going to go ahead and add 2 cups of heavy cream, 1 cup of pumpkin puree, 1 tablespoon of cinnamon, 1 teaspoon of nutmeg. And we want to let this all mix together well. And I've always been one of these guys, it always works so much better when we take a beautiful custard and we actually put it inside of the fridge for a couple of hours before turning it into an ice cream. Now, there's a couple methods you could do. If you have a traditional ice cream machine, you can make a traditional ice cream. There's nothing wrong with that. If you want to get a little bit on the more scientific side, I love using liquid nitrogen, 370 plus degrees below zero. It's instant ice cream. It's one of my favorite things to work with. However, in the spirit of everything that we're trying to do here and trying to make sense of being, you know, focused and being safe, it's important to always remember that when handling something like liquid nitrogen, for some of our younger fans, that you please have your parents with you. And also, it's important also to understand it's not that easy just to get liquid nitrogen. Not everybody has a Allen 2 liquid nitrogen doer sitting around where you could just go and pick this stuff up. So if we're doing this the traditional method, remember, you want to just put this in your ice cream machine. You want to go ahead and let this just go ahead and go. And once it's done, you could top it with a little bit of, you know, store-bought pie crust, or you could follow my pie crust recipe. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.